Senator Mark Warner is part of a bipartisan group pushing lawmakers to upgrade the U.S. Cyber Command. That's the organization created back in 2009 to work against foreign espionage and criminal hacking. Now, this week, Congress voted to give the organization a more prominent role at the Pentagon. Here's Admiral Mike Rogers making the case earlier this year for moving U.S. Cyber Command out from under the thumb of U.S. Strategic Command.
I just am one input. I realize this is a much broader decision than just Admiral Rogers, and there's many opinions that will be factored in. My input to the process has been the combatant commander designation would allow us to be faster, which would generate better mission outcomes.
Jamil Jaffer is a professor at the George Mason Law School and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. He says this is not just a simple bump on the organizational chart.
It means that the Department of Defense and, frankly, the U.S. government writ large has recognized the importance of this command and its role in modern warfare, and the fact that, you know, essentially cyber is a new domain of warfare, like air, land, and sea.
Senator Warner praised the move, which was recently adopted as part of the Defense Authorization Act. I'm Michael Pope.